Share Denver, an organization dedicated to normalizing ethical non-monogamy, or ENM, is set to expand its reach with the grand launch of NOCO Exchange, which promises an evening filled with entertainment, connections, and a celebration with open arms of the Northern Colorado lifestyle community. By uniting ENM communities and creating spaces where diverse backgrounds and shared interests can flourish, Share Denver opens the door to connections and experiences rooted in values that empower individuals to embrace love without judgment. NOCO Exchange is an extension of Share Denver, striving to nurture a world where consensual forms of intimacy can be explored without fear or shame. AJ Fox has been the founder and instrumental figure of NOCO Exchange and the co-organizer of Share Denver events for the past several years. She also runs an event planning business called Sobremesa Creative Solutions. Colorado has one of the biggest non-monogamy communities in the entire United States, especially focused around the Denver area. So, there's such a need that it would just be ignorant to pretend that it doesn't exist, Fox said. The driving force behind this unique approach is a desire to create a more localized hub for individuals residing in the northern regions of Colorado. Fox wants to make it about providing a space where people in Longmont, Boulder County, Weld County, and Larimer County can connect with those in their established circles while also encountering fresh faces. People were asking when we could do something like Share Up North, which led to the formation of NOCO Exchange, Fox said. In contrast to Share Denver's nightclub setting, NOCO Exchange's first event will take place at the historic Dickens Opera House on November 17 from 8 p.m. until 3 a.m. with a cabaret-style atmosphere. Attendees will encounter entertainment from Jessica Lahore, a prominent drag entertainer connected to Longmont's drag scene. The event also features performances by local burlesque stars. I think everyone has the right to live openly, and our whole thing is breaking the stigma around non-monogamy. There shouldn't be a reason why it's something that should be kept online only, Fox said. Fox elaborated on her nearly decade-long involvement in the non-monogamous community, stressing the significance of translating online connections and discussions into real-life experiences. She stressed the role of these real-life encounters in both educating and getting to know others, underscoring the importance of moving from post-pandemic virtual interactions to tangible, personal connections. I don't know if you've dated online recently at all, but it's very exhausting, Fox said with a groan. The majority of ENM is people who are non-monogamous, just having the freedom to explore connections as they happen, without the expectation of hooking up. In Fox's view, society has come a long way in terms of acceptance, and 2023 represents an extension of progress. She highlighted the parallels between the acceptance of ENM relationships and the broader acceptance of LGBTQ+ rights. We definitely align with the LGBTQ+ community, Fox said. You should have the freedom to explore things, whether that be your sexuality or the way you feel romantically towards others. NOCO Exchange is not exclusively for those practicing non-monogamy. It's an inclusive space open to anyone curious about exploring alternative lifestyles. Attendees don't have to be non-monogamous to come to the event. Fox invites individuals to attend, to observe and enjoy the experience like a gay pride celebration. All people are welcome, Fox said. You don't have to be like, oh, I've been on trial for 5 years before we check you in at the door. It's really for anyone in Longmont who enjoys dressing freely and being themselves. Fox's dream is to build a sense of community in Longmont, where people no longer have to travel to Denver to find events and connections that resonate with their unique identities and interests. Longmont is extremely diverse. It's not only nice to see more people who look like me, but it's nice to see people who have similar interests and lifestyles as me as well, Fox said.